This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and join us right here on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. We've got interesting things to discuss here tonight. Everything from people eating dogs in Korea.
What kind of dogs?
I don't know about that. They have certain dogs that are intended for food, but I couldn't tell you what their breeds, if any, that they are. We can talk more about that coming up here. But also, Melanie, you had a story about some young people at a government school, middle school it sounds like, who've been told that at the upcoming school dance, they have to say yes. Or they can't say no when somebody asks them to dance. And that sounds pretty outrageous. So we're going to start there here tonight. But, of course, you're welcome to join us. Our toll-free number, if you want to bring up what's on your mind, is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. Or you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm or call us on the on-air call-in line on our Discord at discord.lrn.fm. So what's the story? Where's it coming from?
So this woman's daughter came home and told her that, and she is in sixth grade, which according to this article is 11 and 12 years old.
Okay.
And told her mother that the school said that there was a dance coming up, and if a boy asked her to dance, she wasn't allowed to say no. And the mother assumed that there was some kind of misunderstanding, that's really crazy. What happened.
Yeah.
So she called the school and said, my daughter said she's not allowed to say no to a dance. What really happened? And the school's like, no, that's what happened. So their explanation of that is that they did, in fact, tell people that they were not allowed to say no if someone asked them to dance.
Wow.
And that it is because it promotes kindness.
Okay.
Yeah, the mother made the really asinine comment that she can see where they're coming from, but still obviously has a problem with that. So, yeah, according to the government, you are obligated to dance with whoever wants to dance with you.
That seems pretty outrageous.
So I pulled up an article here that I believe to be the original report from KMVT in Utah.
Okay.
Which is where this
was
is
in Utah.
Yes.
Wow. That's like the
Utah
last place.
Utah is usually anti, like,
anti-dancing.
Dancing,
right. They actually had, there was a story, there literally was a story out of St. George where we used to have an affiliate that we talked about a couple years ago where the government cracked down on illegal dancing. There was going to be a dance party at, like, a roller rink or something like that, and the government went in and raided the dance party.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, because, like, the fathers might wind up lusting upon the high school girls or something.
I don't remember what the excuse was. I don't know if there was any such excuse like that. It was, you know, it was an ordinance or whatever that prohibited dancing unless in licensed establishments. One of those kind of things.
Yeah. So, yes, it's school dance. Lane Finley with the Weber School District confirms the rule and says it's meant to teach students how to be inclusive.
That's not really the area of your life in which you should be inclusive.
Well, now why is that?
So that causes STDs in babies?
Well, now wait a minute. Dancing?
The area of your life, not the specific activity.
Well, because that's the old argument, right? Is that, you know, the old argument against dancing is that it's going to lead to other things.
Yep.
Right? So it's not that it's going to lead to other things, but we're talking about a dance. Like, we're not talking about, like, square dancing or something like that. We're talking about a dance.
Slow dance.
That type of dancing.
Yeah. Hey.
It's, you know, kind of my rule of thumb is if you wouldn't do it with your mom, it's not platonic. So this, you know, is dancing going to cause you to become pregnant? No, but it's not platonic, so it's not the area of your life in which you just want to be all-inclusive.
And it's, what's most disturbing here is that, you know, these are the same schools, presumably, that are teaching people about, you know, don't rape. Right. You know, they should be teaching people that you are in charge of your body. You get to decide whether or not, you know, you want to do something with it and
well,
another person.
The last thing the state's going to tell you is that you're in charge of you.
Well, I see what you're saying there. But in the context of, you know, teaching kids not to sexually assault one another, I think that there would be some level of, hey, your body is your body. You don't, you know, let people touch it who you don't want to. And now they're breaking that rule by saying you have to allow anybody who wants to dance with you to dance with you. So very disturbing story.
Yeah, and the mom says, again, talking about the inclusive and promoting kindness, she says, I do see it from their perspective when it comes to that, but there are other ways, many other ways, to teach children how to be accepting than with a social dance.
Yeah,
this sends a bad message to girls that they have to say yes, and it sends a bad message to boys that girls can't say no.
Yeah. To me, it's just absolutely insane.
Yeah, and anyone who sees their perspective on this is also a horrible person.
The school's perspective, that is.
Yes.
If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I mean, obviously, the solution here is get your kids out of government school, or at the very least, don't let them go to the dance, right? Because if you're not at the dance, then you can't be asked to dance, and you won't be in violation of the rules in that particular case. I mean, part of parcel of the idea of freedom, and of course, I agree with you, Melanie, government schools are not about freedom. They're about inculcating obedience. They're about teaching people, you know, what it's like to be told what to do and how to obey orders and all of that. One of the key elements of freedom is the freedom to say no
right.
to something. It's a basic element of, you know, freedom.
Yes. And the mother in this story says, my daughter keeps coming to me saying, I can't say no to boys.
Whoa.
That's a message that kids are getting from the school.
Said.
Yeah, that's scary stuff. So again, get your kids out of government school. I mean, what else do you want? Because it's just going to keep getting worse. All the rules and the zero tolerance and now mandatory dancing. Very, very disturbing. And why anybody would put their kids in a government school, I really, you know, it just seems to be out of pure laziness because you're not willing to, you know, do something else or try to figure something else out. I know that one of the excuses is frequently that they can't afford it. To me, it would seem like you can't afford not to. If you can't afford...
Which also doesn't make sense, because last time, the internet is like $50 a month, and you're probably, even though government school is free, there's still costs for supplies and fees for various things and whatever.
If by free you mean about somewhere between half to two-thirds of your property tax bill goes to pay for
right,
it, then yes, it's free.
But that's not the cost of government school. That's the cost of not having overthrown the government yet. You're paying that whether you have kids in school or not. So the cost of government school, the marginal cost of government school is whatever you're paying for gas and supplies and various fees.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've also got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. I mean, who could possibly support this? I mean, if there's anybody out there in the audience tonight who thinks, yeah, it's a great idea. I mean, besides any guys who just, I mean, maybe you were refused every single dance request you ever asked. I actually only ever went to one school dance, and it was in middle school, and it was super awkward, and I never went to another one after that. Yeah, I would never have any expectation that somebody would say yes to a dance request, and I think that's a pretty disturbing story.
Yeah.
So, in other related news here, there is a teacher who is appealing a conviction that she had, a Pickens Academy teacher. This story from TuscaloosaNews.com. Who was involved in relationships with two students, is appealing her conviction, saying the law that prohibits sex with students is unconstitutional. Charlie Jones Parker, who's 31, pleaded guilty in August to having sexual contact with students younger than 19. She's serving a three-year prison sentence at Tutwiler Prison and is expected to be released in 2020. A Morgan County Circuit Court judge ruled the law prohibiting sex between a school employee and student was unconstitutional that same month. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. The state is, of course, appealing that ruling. But what's the argument that it's unconstitutional? We'll tell you more about that coming up. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, we'll talk tipping.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, and of course you're invited to join us on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm, or you can join us over our the brand new Discord at discord.lrn.fm. We've got an on-air call-in line chat room there that you can hop into, and we will jump in and join you, and then you'll be on the air with us, and you'll sound like you're in the studio with us in a lot of cases. So you can join us. You can talk about the crazy story that Melanie brought in out of Utah, where a government school is telling their middle school students that you have to say yes if you're asked to dance at the school dance. Very disturbing, very bizarre. And of course, you're welcome to comment, especially if you agree with that, because I can't imagine anybody's going to back up the government on this. But again, toll-free number if you want to join us here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. As I was telling you, sort of a related story, since we're talking about government schools. Now, actually, I don't know if this is a government school. Pickens Academy. It sounds like it could be a private school somewhere in Alabama. This story's coming out of the wherever Tutwiler Prison is located. Daryl, you're originally from Alabama. Are you familiar with Tutwiler?
I am not familiar with the prisons in Alabama.
This is Morgan County. The circuit judge ruled that the law prohibiting sex between a school employee and a student is unconstitutional. The state has appealed that ruling, but the Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals has not yet issued a decision in the case.
Morgan County includes Decatur and, I believe, a tiny little bit of Athens, possibly Huntsville. We're on the air in that area.
Those places, that's true. Although I don't know if they get this hour of the show. Regardless, if you do want to comment, 855-450-FREE. So the state's appealing, and Charlie Parker, who's the former teacher in this case, her attorney contends the statute violates the Equal Protection Clause because it treats school employees differently than other occupations and criminalizes what her attorney called private consensual sexual relationships. As written, the law prohibits sexual relationships between any school employee and any student, regardless of the school system they attend, who is under the age of 19. So even if the person is of the legal age of consent, which
was the case here.
Yeah.
And I believe the teacher was 22. So we're not talking about... Right.
At the time.
Yeah, we're not talking about some huge age disparity. We're talking about people that were 4 years different in age.
Well, and usually the excuse is, well, a person who has power over another person should not be having sexual conduct with that other person, meaning that if the teacher can control grades, if the teacher controls graduate or, you know, not graduate,
right,
that kind of thing.
And in those cases, there is arguably not informed willful consent, which by definition would be something along the lines of rape.
Yeah, but they're the argument for criminalizing it is kind of that's always the case. So whether it's explicit or not, there's always the threat of if a teacher walks up to you and says, "Hey, wanna bang?" The kind of connotation there is, and if you don't, I'm failing you, or
but
if you don't, whatever.
This rule or this law applies to teachers who don't even have the person as a student.
Right, and one of the examples that they give, and I've got an article pulled up from AL.com, one of the examples they give is of a 21-year-old janitor that hooks up with an 18-year-old on spring break.
That would be illegal.
That would be illegal,
Alabama.
Even though the janitor has no control over grades other than, you know, like, might maybe stumble upon, you know, a grade folder occasionally.
Parker's attorney says, quote, "Alabama law does not make it a crime for members of other occupations to have consensual sex with 16, 17, and 18-year-olds. I presume that means the age of consent is 16 in Alabama?
Age of consent, I believe, is 14 as long as the other party is not more than 2 year difference.
I see. Even when there is a position of trust or authority. So in any other occupation,
right.
if your boss has sex with you.
Is like, hey, you want to go have some fun after work?
Yeah, except that you're not legally required to work at the, unless you've been drafted, you're not legally required to work at the job you work at. You are legally required to attend the school.
Not at age 18.
That's probably not true.
In Alabama, at the age of 16, you are allowed to drop out of school.
I know that was true in Florida as well. I don't think that's true in all states, but...
I know it's true in Alabama.
Right.
You can drop out sooner with parents' permission.
Yeah, it sounds to me like they've got a pretty strong case calling this law unconstitutional. Again, appellate attorney Virginia Buck of Northport said in a brief filed Tuesday in a hypothetical scenario, saying a 21-year-old janitor, as you mentioned, would be in trouble for having sex with an 18-year-old, quote, but a 65-year-old doctor, minister, therapist, or attorney is not subject to criminal liability in Alabama for having consensual sex with a 16-year-old or over whom he has authority or with whom he holds a position of trust.
And let's further go into that hypothetical that they explain. They say a janitor from a Tuscaloosa school that has sex with someone from Daphne High School. Those are
different
two
places.
Completely different parts of the state, because he is a school employee and she is a student. That would then be illegal.
School employees have been unfairly singled out and are being sent to prison for something that at most might cost people their job or their license in any other profession. And I agree with that. I mean, that seems to be the most appropriate punishment is, you know, if especially if you are the teacher of this person.
So this law
you should lose your job.
Worded too vaguely, and I hope that they don't strike it down. I hope that they say, well, it's...
Well, is it vague or is it specific? Because they're saying any school employee can't do these things.
That would be vague, not specific. So
they're specifying school employees.
You can say that a law is unconstitutional, but if it's not unconstitutional as applied, just because you can say there's some unconstitutional way to apply it, that still doesn't let you off the hook. And I kind of hope that's what happens, because a teacher sleeping with a student isn't really like a boss sleeping with an employee. It's more like a prison warden sleeping with the prisoners. So...
I've seen that movie. There's probably a couple movies like that.
Yeah, so, like, no, this is not rape, unless there's some other details we know about. But you know what? It's a teacher, so I kind of don't care what happens.
Whoa, that's pretty harsh. What do you got against teachers?
They're
what
government
do I have
employees.
Against these
is Pickens
people?
Academy
no,
a government?
No, that's not...
I'm betting you this is
There's
not
a government
school. There's
a lot of government employees I don't have a problem with. What do I have? What problems do I have with
the what's wrong with
who
teachers?
Who are the wardens at the prison...
I've known libertarian teachers
center?
Before.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
Not at public schools. What?
Yes, I have.
Pickens Academy is a private Christian school.
Yeah, this. In fact, it mentions in the story that they actually added private schools to the law. I think it was in 2016. So, yes, I have, Melanie. In the past, in Florida, I had a couple of friends of mine who were teachers, and they actually, one of them had me come into their high school class and give a presentation about libertarianism.
Okay, I'm
to
glad
their
that that happens, but either they were a prison guard at the indoctrination center or they were a libertarian, because those two things are mutually exclusive.
Wow, I totally disagree. We're going to continue here.
No, I hate teachers more than I hate cops. This is ridiculous.
All right. We definitely need to talk about that. So we've discovered a new area of Melanie's burning
hatred. I wasn't hiding this. I've said this before.
I don't recall that. I don't recall you ever saying you hate teachers more than cops. You must have had a really bad experience with some teachers in the past. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want to join us, 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up what you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We just discovered that Melanie hates teachers. She doesn't
it's
care.
It's more than a secret.
Well, you know, it's news to me.
I've said on the radio before that if I could snap my fingers and either make all teachers disappear or make all cops disappear, that there would still be cops. How did you interpret that?
I guess I missed it. The toll-free number here, if you want to dial in to share your thoughts, whether it's on the school dance where teachers are telling students in a middle school that they have to say yes. Specifically, they told the girls that they have to say yes to any invitation. There's also a teacher in Alabama who, in a private school, who's appealing her conviction on unconstitutional grounds, saying that the law prohibiting teachers and other school staff from having consensual relations with students is unconstitutional. You're welcome to comment on that if you want, or bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian, Melanie, and Daryl in the studio. And I do want to invite you to Bitcoin.com if you are new to cryptocurrency. You need to learn about Bitcoin. That's where it all came from. That's what started the craze. So go and get the basics over at Bitcoin.com. If you're not new to cryptocurrency, you'll find some really useful news items over at news.bitcoin.com. So there's something there for everybody. Or maybe you want to get involved in Bitcoin mining. Or maybe you want to mine Bitcoin Cash. You can do those things at Bitcoin.com, specifically pool.bitcoin.com. That is their mining pool as we continue here.
Headline from news.bitcoin.com. KYC requirements, that's know your customer, are making ICOs riskier, not safer.
That's worth talking about, but hold on to it. So we're talking about government schools at the moment. Now, is it, just to clarify, I know you might have already said this, but Melanie, are you against all teachers or just government school teachers?
So any, specifically, and I guess kind of loosely, public school teachers, anything that uses the kind of abusive Prussian system, also against equally and for the same reasons, it is theoretically possible that some school exists somewhere that uses some entirely different system that is based
school?
On...
Well, even most private schools use what is called the Prussian. So you're broken off by age. You're in the 5 to 6 year bracket with birthdays between here. So you're in the same class, even though you might better fit with the people that are 7 or 8 years old.
Mm.
Yeah. So if theoretically, if there's some school somewhere that teaches actual, you know, learning, and I mean, I guess technically, like even the people at Khan Academy, you could argue, are teachers,
that's
but
online.
That's not what I'm talking about the people who are work for the indoctrination centers.
Now, did you feel this way when you were going to school, or did this come about later
on? I only really went to school up through third grade, and then,
really?
And then
you went to private school, or you went to, were you homeschooled after third grade? So, I mean, was that where this happened, where you just... that you created this burning hatred for all teachers or government
school
teachers?
Not really. I mean, when I was, third grade is what, like 9? Like, I didn't really, there's some stuff I look back on and I'm like, yeah, that was really effed up, but there's kind of just seeing what actually occurs otherwise. It's like, no, you are where the state kind of begins and ends. Like, we take a bunch of people, require them to be in this room, and then do just horrible things to them mentally, punish them for being rational and logical.
I mean, isn't that unfair? Because you're grouping them all together as though they are the same. And
okay,
I already gave you an example of libertarians and the teachers.
Jobs are not the same thing as demographics. A job is an action. A job is a behavior.
Yeah, but individuals underneath that job have some level of decision as far as what they say and do inside the classroom. I understand there is a lot of top-down control as far as curriculum and things like that in the government schools, but there's still not some sort of government taskmaster or minder sitting in that room with the teacher, to where if the teacher starts talking about libertarianism or, you know, why people shouldn't trust the police or whatever message it is that they're telling the students, there's nobody there to stop them from doing that. So, I mean, just treat every single teacher as though they're all the terrifying arm of the Leviathan.
Because that's what a teacher is, or at least a public school teacher.
But that's not what they are, because I've given you examples of real-life people that aren't that way.
You told me that there was one guy who let you talk in school.
There were a couple of people.
I mean, you understand that there's a thing called controlled opposition. That may or may not have
been plants?
No, I'm suggesting that every now and then you go get a speaker who you don't agree with so that you can kind of immunize people to that idea set.
Wait, run that by me again. What is happening?
Okay, so if I'm a government and I just really just don't want anybody to believe X thing, I can completely shut them off from that for 18 years, maybe successfully. But if they ever hear about it, then it's going to be a new idea worthy of consideration to them.
Why would new ideas be worthy of consideration? I mean, a lot of people don't want to hear new ideas.
Okay, well, then you don't have to worry about those people anyway. But if you bring in a way that you can control, okay, I'm going to show you this about this idea,
seems a little paranoid. I mean, it just seems like a conspiracy
standard
theory. It sounds like you're spinning a conspiracy theory suggesting that the libertarians who I knew, who were regular cannabis users, by the way, who...
Allegedly.
Okay, not like something to your credit. It's not to your detriment either, but it's not like, yes, I
testify
at the State House, I do protests at Concord, and I use cannabis.
Yeah,
like,
but they weren't toting the state
resume
line in so many different ways, right? Like, they are not touting the war on drugs. They are literally talking to their students about libertarianism in their classroom, And, you know, to suggest that that's some sort of grandiose plot by the government to, okay, now let's see, which libertarians can we hire to put into a classroom to make the students think that libertarianism is crazy?
No, that doesn't have to do with libertarian teachers. That has to do with libertarian speakers, which are two different things.
Okay, but we were talking about teachers,
right,
weren't
we?
No, you said that he was libertarian because he brought you in.
No, I said they were libertarians.
And
they brought me into the class.
She's saying that they brought you in so that after you left, they could say, see how crazy that guy is?
I know you hate all teachers, but it's a ridiculous bias, in my opinion, because you're falling into the collectivist territory, like Cantwell would, where he hates all black people, and he hates all, you know, whatever people, and you hate all teachers. Same thing.
Teachers isn't... That's a weird argument. Teachers is... Being a teacher is an action.
Yeah,
it's a behavior.
And a lot of people take that action.
It's like saying I hate all hitmen. It's completely legitimate.
A lot of teachers take that action because they actually want to help students. Like, I think probably the majority of them...
It would be more akin to saying, I hate all fry cooks.
And if you had a problem with the inherent action that a fry cook took, that would be odd, but it would be a legitimate argument if you had something against
food in
fries. If you had some moral objection to frying French fries, then it would be reasonable to hate fry cooks. Because that is an action. I think that's a ridiculous
position. So you just reject all of the teachers who've gotten into the profession of teaching to actually help educate young people, you've just...
That's not the profession you should enter if you want to actually educate people.
Well, I mean, if the people...
Yeah, you should become a hula hoop dancer.
Yeah, I mean, what should they do?
Not a job, I don't think.
That's a good question. What should they do if not become a teacher?
Something different.
Okay, so there's this thing called the internet, and you can just put knowledge on it for, like, $50 a year.
But how is that going to help the poor kids who are being forced into the government schools?
It's not. They're going to be there anyway.
Right. So are you expecting every teacher to have this, you know, renaissance of a mindset and just quit their jobs and the government schools are going to fold in on themselves?
I'm not expecting that of cops either.
Okay,
but
so then you know there are going to be teachers.
Yes.
So wouldn't it be better if there were actually libertarian teachers?
Yes, it would. That
Why do you have to hate them?
Because they're working for the state agency,
but they're trying to undermine it.
And only purpose it is to indoctrinate young people.
They're trying to undermine that system.
And to mentally torture them for 18 years.
Do you also hate librarians?
No.
Were you going somewhere with that? Or are you're expecting her to say yes?
Yeah, because, you know, they also work in a field where they try to educate people.
No, they don't. They hand out books.
No, I mean, they allow access to information. I don't know if it's the same as trying to educate, but regardless.
Most librarians care very much about people being educated.
That's probably true. And I think a lot of teachers do as well. And the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us, and especially if you've been a teacher and or are one.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
And if you have not yet gone to get your business listed over at liberty.menu, what are you waiting for? You got to go check this out. It is a free website, meaning that you can list your business on this site for free. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, this is only for libertarian-run businesses, and also events and digital media and things like that. So if you're a creator, if you're a business person, you need to be on this site. You need to be listed. If you're a liberty-minded person, if you're an anarchist, if you're a voluntarist, if you're a libertarian, you really need to drop into liberty.menu. And maybe you just want to look for some business services. You know, you want to see who's offering in your area, or maybe in an area to which you expect to move someday, like New Hampshire, where there are a lot of liberty-friendly businesses. Go and see it for yourself. It's a global map, so it doesn't matter where you are in the world. You can list your products and services there, and it's free to do it. But, of course, there are paid options if you want to increase the visibility and the features that you access through liberty.menu. So head on over there. If you use code FTL, you'll get a special Free Talk Live badge. Go to liberty.menu. And by the way, listings can be rated and reviewed, so there's a bit of a social networking aspect to the site as well. Liberty.menu, plus you earn points for every listing and sort of many of the actions that you take on the site as well.
Yes.
There's a bit of a competition aspect there too, so check it out. It's free at liberty.menu. As we continue here, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. We've been talking with Melanie about her very strange and surprising hatred towards
government school teachers. I don't know why it's surprising that school teachers.
I mean, I just figured you'd hate the police because they can kill people and sometimes frequently do kill people. Like, I can understand why you would collectivize the police
in
that way.
Well, they're more visible.
Yeah, I mean,
but I mean, honestly, which one would you rather have? I mean, given the choice, would you rather be shot dead in the street Or would you rather go through some, you know, government indoctrination camp where they just completely mess with, like...
But I went to the government schools and I'm sitting here with you.
Okay, but, you know, everybody's not that lucky. And
I understand
still,
that.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming this was not a pleasant experience.
Well, I lived through the experience, unlike being shot to death. So, yeah, I guess I'll take the prison for 13 years over being shot to death. What about you, Daryl? What's
yeah.
your choice?
I don't want to be shot to death.
We're going to go to your calls and thoughts here.
I'm opposed to shooting people to death and being shot to death.
And I'm also opposed to collectivizing people, even in government roles. And we've certainly talked about that in the realm of police officers, because I do believe there are some police who try to do as minimal kind of damage to freedom as possible, even though
to
they are in a role.
To do minimal damage, not to do no damage.
Yeah, it's they not a perfect world.
Try to minimize the damage
yeah,
that they do.
I'd rather
they
have...
They try to violate the non-aggression principle as little as possible.
I'd rather have that than instead of having some sort of thug cop out there cracking people's heads in the street. I'm sorry.
Okay, so you understand the difference between a practical preference and a moral action. So it is practically preferable to have somebody who's going to go shoot 3, you know, weed users than it is to have somebody who's going to go shoot 100 weed users. That doesn't mean the first guy is a good guy.
I didn't say
this
that.
This is like the prison camp argument. There's no.
I'm opposed to putting people in prison camps and shooting people.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Joshua is in New Mexico and listening, I think, to Kiva. Hello, Joshua. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you?
Actually, I'm not sure. Where are you in New Mexico?
Alamogordo, right next to El Paso.
Joshua?
Yes.
Going once?
Yes, I'm here.
That's my bad. My bad, Joshua. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I just wanted to add to the school dance.
Yeah,
that you guys, the conversation you guys were having, I think it's a sad place we're in nowadays in society, and I think it's we're all getting a little weaker as Americans. I think what it actually boils down to is what we're tolerant of, and what
How much of the garbage that these government schools shove down parents' throats and they just continue to tolerate it. I mean, how many of these parents are going to send their kids to this dance where they've been told, the female students have been told in middle school, that they cannot refuse to dance if they're asked to dance? How many parents are going to let their kids go to that?
It's crippling them. We're crippling our younger kids. They're going to have to learn to deal with these shutdowns that people are afraid to tell their kids no nowadays. I mean, you know what I mean? It's getting out of hand. We can't accommodate to everyone's needs.
Yeah, it's
you know what
absolutely
I mean?
Insane.
When do we say no, you know?
Well, apparently they're being taught not to say no. But I agree that parents need to say no to government schools and stop feeding into this madness. That's the only solution here, because the only other option would be to go and try to run for the school board and then try to change the system from the inside. And by that time, your kid's out of school.
And they're not going to do that because not the purpose of the system. The purpose of the system isn't to educate people. It's to have a complacent population.
It's indoctrination, though. It is indoctrinating them with the ideas of the state, whatever those happen to be in any given moment. Joshua, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
No, sir. You guys are doing a great job. I listen to you guys every day. So
what? I'm sorry.
Much.
Where are you listening tonight? I see you're in New Mexico, but it doesn't say where.
Alamogordo. Right next to El Paso. Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. All right, thanks.
No,
for
I appreciate
you guys. I got a question on a completely different topic. How often do you drive through that internal border checkpoint on I-10?
I'd say 3 to 4 times a month. But it really doesn't make any difference because, you know, drugs come over on the public transportation systems all the time.
No, of course not. Absolutely not.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. The drugs come over all over. I mean, the border patrol checks are a joke too. So
what station are you listening to, if you don't mind?
Spectrum FM on 95.1.
95.1 Spectrum FM.
Sir.
Now, that is a new one for me. We're going to have to check them out and see if they are airing the show. Stations are welcome to air the show without an agreement. We don't really care that much, but it's nice to,
maybe it's nice to
know who's doing it.
Maybe it's under, they just changed their name. It's KALH.
Okay. Hey, thanks for that, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
No problem.
Thanks, Joshua. Have a great night. Thanks for the call. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE LIKE FREEDOM. We go to Arizona, where in Bullhead City, Scott is listening to K-Talks. Hello, Scott.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
First time caller, long time listener.
Oh, thank you. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, I just want to chime in on that public school education that, thank God, my parents took me and my brother and sister. Even though they didn't have a lot of money, they put me in Christian school, and I got a great education.
Yeah, well, there's also a lot of kids that have been pulled out of government schools and homeschooled or unschooled, and they also got a great education. You don't necessarily have to be within four walls with a bunch of other students and a teacher to actually come out ahead of the rest of the population. It turns out homeschoolers tend to be even better educated than the private schoolers.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah. I just have to say, Melanie, you got the best voice I ever heard, a woman on the radio.
Well,
I gotta say, you guys hit the nail on the head on most of the subjects.
Well, thank you, Scott. Thank you for that very nice compliment to Melanie. I think she might be blushing over there. I can't tell.
She should.
I don't know. She looks angry. I don't know. Can you take a compliment?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Scott. Yeah. She's at a loss for words, Scott. She doesn't know what to say. Toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE.
Don't forget, we've still got that Discord call that I think you were going to take,
we
got sidetracked.
Oh, yeah, that other guy. Yeah, you're right about that. Well, let's go to Matthew first, though, because we know the guy on Discord. We don't know who Matthew is. In Louisiana, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matthew.
Hello, Ian.
Hi.
Melanie. Hi,
yes.
Melanie. Call from home. The impression continues down here.
I bet it does. Melanie's from Louisiana.
I was listening to this when y'all started off the show before I had to stop and eat about this school dance. And I'd heard this earlier brought up on NBC. And, of course, they think everything is a horrible idea, but what's news about that? And I'm thinking, what problem were these teachers trying to solve? And it occurs to me the only thing that they were trying to solve was the problem I had in middle school.
You couldn't get a girl to say yes to dance with you?
Huh?
You couldn't get a girl to say yes to a dance? That problem?
Yeah, pretty much, because they had already tagged me as gay.
Well, now, wouldn't that mean they'd want to dance with you because they felt comfortable with you?
No, this is how it works.
You're using logic and adult theory.
Okay.
We're talking about, like, middle school age girls. Ooh, you're gay. I might catch it.
I didn't realize that.
That's how it worked, Daryl. It was like, you're gay. Well,
all right. Hang on, Matthew. We'll continue here in a moment with the school dance where teachers were informing female students in the middle school that they had, and this was in Utah, that they had to say yes if asked to dance.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com. We'll be right back.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.